Guten Tag. Everybody has different ways that they measure the speed of time. One of the ways is it's time for slichas again. Seems it was just yesterday. And of course, that's the way the cycle of life goes. It bespeaks a little bit, it underscores a little bit the seriousness of things, because time is not waiting for us. It keeps moving on and on. So I'd like to spend a few moments discussing what I think might be helpful, I hope might be helpful, in appreciating and gaining the most out of the time in front of us that leads up till Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We actually started with the first day of Elul with two things, the Tkiyas Shofar, to just wake us up a little bit from our spiritual slumber. And of course, the kapitel, L'dover Hashem Oiri V'yishi Mimiro. I think that kapitel sets a tone in terms of the preparation for the Yomei Slichos and the Yomim Noiroim. The Dovid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Rashi says Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yishi B'Yom HaKippurim. It's my light and my salvation. That's the way they translate it. And the focus is that from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we derive certain inspiration. And the inspiration that Dovid HaMelech is referring to in that kapitel is im tachane olai machane lo yiro libi, im tokum olai milchomo bezois ani boiteach. I'm not afraid of anyone. They can come at me with armies and with power and attempt to destroy me, but bezois ani boiteach, I trust in Hashem. And that seems to be the eternal source of our trust in Hashem, of our refusal to be afraid of any man and any force that could possibly damage us, emanates from the Oiri V'Yishi of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that kapitel ends with an eternal message, a message of Chizuk, Kaveh El Hashem Chazak, Yameitz Libecho, V'Kaveh El Hashem. Hope to Hashem, be strong and strengthen your heart, and hope even more to Hashem. And in a famous story, Moshe the Brisker Rav gives, but the upshot is basically that to the Baal Bitochen, he has everything. So what can you give him? You can only give him more Bitochen, the Kaveh El Hashem. And he just keeps growing and growing in his Bitochen, and he has more and more strength, courage, Menuchas HaNefesh, and Schusim, to be able to face all of the difficulties and the challenges of life. What can we do to strengthen that source of Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to carry with us with a message of strength, of bitochon, of menuchas hanefesh, of fearlessness of anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year? It seems that bitochon is a critical ingredient in everything that happens in these days. I notice two interesting comments in the Meiri. The Meiri says in Sanhedrin, "Lo'olam yehi odam machnia es yitzroi tomid." A person should humble his yitzhara all the time. You know, don't let him reign supreme. U'malech hatov aliboy. And think about the shortcomings and mistakes that he makes. And he should be botuach. He should have bitochen in Hashem that his tshuva will be accepted when he is machnia the Yetzirah. In other words, he's not going to let the Yetzirah get the best of him anymore. And he's malech hatov alibo, means he really takes them seriously. He realizes, he feels in his heart the pain of the remorse of having sinned, of having done something against the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And then he should be botuach. Hashem have bitochon that shuvosoi miskabeles b'kach. And that seems to be part, an essential part of the process. He says in another comment in the Gemara in Yevamos, le'olam yasek odom b'teirog milas chasodim, another eitzah. A person should be oisek in Torah and gemilas chasodim, v'yehei botuach, and he should be botuach, shekol gzar din she'olov mitzad ho'inesh nikra b'schusom. And any gzar din, kol gzar din, every gzar din that will be upon him, any gzera mitzad ho'inesh, in other words, he's worthy to be punished for something, but it will be ripped, it will be overridden, it will be destroyed in the schus of his Torah and gemilas chasodim. So it seems also that it's not just the doing of the Torah and the gemilas chasodim, but it's to be botuach that the gzar din will be destroyed b'schus the fact that I'm doing Torah and gemilas chasodim. Which means that the bitochem plays in the yemei hadin, in the yemei haslichos, in the yom noiroim, plays a very critical role, that even in the process of tshuva, it's necessary, and the mitzvahs that we do should be schusim, but everything is surrounded with this sense of, I'm trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the schus of what I'm doing, that with the tshuva that I'm doing, that he's going to accept it, and of course the gzar din will be in my favor. So I think it's very important to be able to come up with some formula in these times, to be able to mechazik that bitochen, to give us the ability to have that bitochen, since it seems to be such a critical ingredient in the success in that which we wish and we hope and we pray we will achieve in these days. It's brought from the Goyin, the Avnei Eliyahu, Vilna Goyin, on the Posuk in Tehillim, Tev lachsois b'Hashem mibtoyach b'odom. It's better to take chisoyon in Hashem than bitochon in Odom. And Goyin explains, what does that mean? Chisoyon is taking refuge without a promise. Tzur chosoyu boy is the posuk in Ha'azinu. Just take refuge under a rock. There's no promises. The rock didn't promise you. You have no commitments. There's no conditions. Just take refuge. Toiv lachsois b'Hashem. That's better, to take refuge in Hashem without a promise, mibtoach b'Odom, than to rely with the promise of a boss of a dom. So there's such a thing as we're trusting Hashem, we don't have a promise, but that's so powerful. All the trust, all the people, all the protection, all the koiches that human beings have can't do anything for us. But what if there was an havtocha, a promise from Hashem? Then that would have the additional strength of being a Chisoyin Hashem, it's from Hashem, and it's a bitochen b'Hashem because of the fact that we were promised. And I believe that there is such a thing, and that's what I would like to discuss a little bit this evening. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin brings first a maimer from Rova. Omar Rova, kol amar al midoisav avir lo al kol pshov. One who is not makpid on his midas. When somebody hurts him, insults him, does something, he's able to forgive, he's able to overlook it. Mavir lo al kol pshov. Then they're not medaktik with him. The midas hadin will not be medaktik with him for all of the mistakes and all of even the pshoim. Pshoim is pesha, rebelliousness that he makes, because he's a person who's mavir al kol pshov. He's easygoing, he's easy to forgive, he's very tolerant, he's not looking to take revenge, he's not makpir on everything and every time anyone says anything. Such a person has a special schus. Then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings a posuk to prove Shenemar noisei oven v'bal pesha, l'mi noisei oven, to who is Hashem carrying the oven, so to speak, he's overlooking it, misha over al pesha, to one who is over, who overlooks the pesha that someone else does to him. Rav Huna b'Radio Yeshua cholash. Rav Huna b'Radio Yeshua got sick. All Rav Popa Lishlulei Bey, Rav Popa went up to ask him, how was he doing to be Mavaka Choyle? Then he saw the Cholash Le'alma. He was dying. He died. It was all over. Omer Lehu, Ivru Lehu, Ivru Le Zvadito, they get him Tachrichim, Rashi explains. It's time for, he has to be buried. He's finished. It's over. L'sof ispachach. Ispach. At the end, he got better. Have a kol machsif Rav Popa. Rav Popa was like very surprised. He saw him. He says, "Amar lei, my choses. What did you see? What went on over there? You were dead. You died. You were chayiv misa. What happened?" Amar lei, enochi have. I was. Amar lehu Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to them, I guess to the Bezin Shalmalo, "Hoyel v'loy moikim b'milei loy tukmu b'hadei." Since he wasn't a person who's makbid on words that people say to him, words he was easygoing, he was mavir al midoysof, says that tukmu b'hadei, therefore they were mavir. Shenemar noisei ovoin v'over al pesha lemi noisei ovoin lemi she'over al pesha. Who to whom is Hashem noisei ovoin? He tolerates all of his averas to one who is over al pesha. And Rashi clearly explains that he was chayiv misa. He says, Misa niknesu alai. Misa was decided on me. So I was chayiv Misa, and because I was mavra al midos, I was freed. So I want to ask a question. If mavra al midos is such an important midah, it has such power, then why was he chayiv Misa in the first place? He was chayiv Misa, but because he was mavra al midos, now he's okay. It seems that al pidin, even with the schus of mavra lamidos, it wasn't enough to save him. That wasn't enough. Everybody has his shikul. Everyone is weighed on a scale, and on the scale of everything altogether, mavra lamidos did not do it for him. It still wasn't enough to tip the scale in his favor. Then what? Then what happened? Because one who is Mavir al Midos, Mavir al Kopshov, the Gzar Din was against him. But there's a special kav, a special, I like to call it an entitlement program. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his entitlement programs. An entitlement means you didn't earn it. Shura Sadin, you didn't earn it. But you deserve it by dint of something, some criteria which entitles you to this particular, whatever it may be. And the Mavra al-Midos is such a thing. Shuras Hadin, Rav Huna Breb Yehoshua, was Chayim Misa. And this couldn't, on the scale, it couldn't weigh it over. Oh, but now that he's Chayim Misa, call him Mavra al-Midosov, Mavir al-Kopshov. So there seems to be such a thing called this entitlement program. Now, an entitlement program is very interesting, because what it means are, that there are means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set in place for us, that even if we are less than deserving, and even in the shikul and in the shuras hadin, we would not be worthy of the gzardin that we would wish and we would hope in our favor. But there are certain krichas, there are certain entitlements that override that. And that's also in the geder of mishpat, I guess, because even though I didn't earn it technically, but I did something that entitled me to it. And then the Gemara goes on with the famous Gemara and says about the Yud Gimel Midos. And that's where I think this is relevant to us right now. So the posuk says, Vayavar Hashem al ponov. What does that mean? So Chazal say, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ilmoli mikro koso v'yev shalo imroi. If the Posuk didn't say that Hashem Vayavar al Ponov, then we couldn't say such a thing. Malamid, and the Marsho explains that Moshe Rabbeinu saw this like in a Nevuah. Shenisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu put the talis on like a shliach tzibur. I guess this obviously not in reality, but that's the vision or the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu had. V'hera loy l'Moshe seder tfilo. And he showed Moshe the seder tfilo. Omer loy, kol zman shi Yisrael choytim. When the Klal Yisrael will sin, Yasu Lefonai Seder Zeh, Seder Hazeh, they should perform this Seder, Vani Emchu Lehem Avinisehem, and I'll forgive them for their Averus. And it continues, Hashem, Hashem, Ani Hu Koidim Sheyechto Odom, the Yud Gimel Midos, I'm Hashem, even the Midos Arachamim, before a person sins, Ani Hu La'achar Sheyechto Odom V'yaseh Tshuva, and I'm the same midas harachamim of Hashem after a person sins, but he does tshuva, kel rachum v'chanun erach hapayim v'rab chesed v'emes, and goes on. Omar Rav Yehuda, Bris Krusa Leyud Gimel Midois, She'enon Chayzreis Reitkom She'ne'emar, Hinei Onoichi Kayres Bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says that when the Klal Yisrael will Shiyasu Lefonai Seder Zeh, when they'll perform this Seder of the Yud Gimel Midois, they will not be turned away empty-handed. This is a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael. This is a Havtocha. This is a Havtocha. We say it in the I believe in the Neil Dam, Botuachani Bo'ele, in the Yud Gimel Midos. Botuachani, we trust in those because this is a Havtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Klal Yisrael. What is this Havtocha? Well, number one, the Havtocha seems to be, the Loshon of the Gemara is, Sheyasu Lefonai Seder Zeh. We perform this Seder. And it seems that in the Seder itself, there's more than just reciting of the words. Because, for example, it says, Neisei Ovoin V'Oiver Al Pesha. That's the Neisei Ovoin V'Pesha V'Chator. And Chazal say that to who is HaKadosh Baruch Oiver Al Pesha? L'Mishe Neisei Ovoin. So there's a requirement of what we have to do as well. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like He tolerates the shortcomings, our shortcomings, we too have to be more tolerant of other people's shortcomings. The Gemara says also, it says, Benake. So Gemara asks a stira. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Yuma asks a stira. Benake, Rabbi Lozer Omer. Tani Rabbi Lozer Omer. Yev Shalom Anake, Shekvar Ne'ema Lo Yenake. Says, Nake Lo Yenake. Hashem won't be Menake. He won't remove the Chatoim. The Evshaloima Loyinake Shikvar Nema Nake. It says Nake Yenake. What's going on over here? Hoketzad Menake Hula Shovim, the Eno Menake Leenom Shovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes Nikui, like he cleanses completely any remnant, any residue of any mistakes that we made to those that do tshuva. To those that don't do tshuva, he doesn't necessarily do it. So it seems that part of this Havtocha is the internalization of these concepts. When we say it, it's not saying words. It's appreciating what they mean. It's understanding the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's internalizing them to the extent that they become part of me. And when, and to the degree that I have the ability to emulate Hashem's midos, His rachum, His chanun. Chanun is chanino, He gives matnas chinom. Erech ha-payim is slow to anger. Rav chesed, full of chesed and emes. Leitzer chesed lo alofim. He guards and He rewards chasodim that we do for 2,000 generations. We have this sense of we appreciate the chesed that was done for us, and even though it was many, many generations back. Leitzer ovoim v'fesha v'chatoa v'nake. And these midos, and when we have in ourselves these midos, we have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our tefillos will not be turned away. So I think that if bitochon in the tshuva process is critical, Meiri tells us that the person, when he does gemilas chasodim, terah gemilas chasodim, he also has to be botuach in the schus, that will protect him. The Meiri also tells us that part of the process of tshuva is focusing in our hearts on that which we have done inappropriately, and to be botuach, then in that schus, that Hashem is going to help us. If that's the case, then we have here an opportunity with a promise. This comes with a guarantee. This is not chisoyin in the sense that we're just relying stam. This is a promise, but it requires effort. And I think that, We've gotten to a point in our society today where midos have been marginalized to a tremendous extent. I don't know if it's ever been so serious. This seems to be uncertain, and I'm talking about the general society, not our society, but you know, we're influenced by the outside world, to say the least, and there's no respect for life. No. Not with the abortion discussion and the ideas that are being put forward in terms of terminating life to the moment as it's being born, or the moment before it's being born. There was even a movement, I don't think it ever came to anything, of going so far as to say that if someone had an abortion, then even if it wasn't successful and the baby was born, you still have a right to take the life of the baby. I mean, honesty, integrity. We don't expect anyone to be honest. It used to be, I read it in the newspaper. We don't read newspapers anymore. Not because we get it on the internet, because who wants to waste their time? There's no honesty. There's no integrity. There's everyone is selfish and self-serving. And there's no such thing as serving the community with sincerity and with mesiras nefesh and with selflessness. I mean, in our world, we still have a little bit, but we also could use chizuk, considering what's going on the outside world. So I think that if we really want to make a difference, and if we want to tap in to a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made to Moshe Rabbeinu, a bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made with Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's these Yud Gimel Midos. It's the focus on these Yud Gimel Midos. It's not just the recital of the words and saying them, or even translating them, but pondering them. And to the extent that I internalize the message and I can see myself performing them, that has an untold and unbelievable effect. And I'd like to elaborate on that for a moment, on how we can actually improve what we do by being able to conceptualize ourselves and see the picture of ourselves doing it. There's a very bizarre comment in the Sefer HaChinuch. It's in the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur de Yovel. And he said he contrasts it with the Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's not where he talks about Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but Tkiyas Shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. And he says that on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar to picture ourselves as if we're doing the, to remember Akedas Yitzchok, and to picture ourselves as if we're performing the Akeda on our son. We're performing that act of Mesiras Nefesh, that act of Shechita on our own son. And he says, and in that schus will be Zeiche Bedin. That enables us, he says, that's the koyach of the inspiration of the shofar to be Zeiche Bedin. I ask you, what did I do? I pictured myself performing that act. So what? What does that do? Such a schus? Okay, I didn't do it. I didn't even seriously prepare to do it. I had a picture. I see. I took the picture and I put my face in Avraham Avinu, and I put my son's face in Yitzchok, and I picture myself doing Akedas Yitzchok. It seems that the picturing ourselves, performing an act, seeing ourselves, I think in science they call it guided imagery, that we imagine ourselves doing it. They say if the person has arteries that are closing and they picture the blood flowing through the artery, it can literally impact the widening of the artery, whatever that may be. They say a baseball player who pictures himself hitting a home run, statistically he increases his chances. The picture does it. That's what Musar is. And so I picture myself. So let's take these Yud Gimel Midos and let's see. We have a promise. We have what to rely on. And obviously the promise is not that we have to achieve instantaneously, as we say, the Yud Gimel Midos. We have to achieve perfection in these areas, because that can't be. But we have to achieve growth, movement, upward movement in these areas. Let's do it. How do we do it? Let's picture ourselves being Rachum, V'chanun, Erech HaPayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emes. Just to take the time, take the inspiration from the Yud Gimel Midos that we're reading, and analyze the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and see if we can't internalize them into ourselves by picturing myself. I'm feeling rachmonis. I'm doing an act of chesed. I'm makbid on the emes. I see someone hurting me and doing an avla to me, and I'm willing to be noisi ovin lo ever al pesha. And as we more and more internalize these midas, we are guaranteed that we will not be turned away empty-handed. And therefore, we have an opportunity to actually take advantage of a promise that exists and to develop a much greater sense of bitochen in Hashem, that He will, in fact, accept our tefillos and accept our tshuva. And since we see that that bitochen is so critical an ingredient in the accomplishments of tshuva and the accomplishments of Torah and Maisim Tovim, as the Meiri taught us, then this, of course, should be able to help us, because when I do this, I can actually be Batuach Bashem, because I don't have to rely without a promise, because there is a promise that I can take advantage of this promise. And I think that we recite this so many times in the Slichas for the next 2 weeks, again and again, the Yud Gimel Midas, again and again, we talk about the Bris, Kel Melech Yoshev, Kel Erech HaPayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to such an extent to show Moshe Rabbeinu a dugma of how to do it, to make sure that he knows exactly what has to be done. It's serious stuff. I think if we really internalize it and take it very seriously, that it can make all the difference in the world. It can really change everything for us. We really have something to truly rely on. Sometimes, however, reliance becomes overwhelming. Okay, there's a promise. Okay, Achesed Hashem. Okay, Hashem is Neise, Ovoin, Vopesha, Bechato, Venake, and therefore He will do so with me and be tolerant and overlook, and I will survive this serious Gzardin, this serious Din Torah that's taking place. But sometimes I feel not worthy. And the unworthiness sometimes shakes me to the core of my being. So I want to mention something that, a definition of the process of tshuva, which I think can be a chizuk to everyone, because it makes it within our reach. It's as the Pasuk says, we just read it, Ki koro ve'lecho adover me'oid, but it doesn't seem so korov. We've been here last year, and here we are again, and how much has changed? What have we done? How much have we grown? Hopefully significantly, but has it been enough? Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, in the Keser Rosh, which is like Likutim of Halochas, that it's printed in the back of the Siddur HaGro, Reb Chaim writes as follows. He says, Bidina de Gemora, Tshuva benoke lotzeis. Midina Gemara, it's easy to do tshuva. Easy. I don't know. We never thought it was so easy. In fact, because we feel it's so difficult, that's why sometimes we're miyayish, and sometimes we try a little bit, and then we give up, and then we realize, you know, Yirotzon Sheloyechto, I shouldn't sin anymore, but I know what's going to happen. It doesn't seem so simple. He says, why? Says Midina di Gemara miikra din, it's easy. Why? She yigma bedaitoi shlo yovoi lekisle oid. He should make a gemira stas. He makes up his mind. He's not going to do this again. Umeriras halev, he says, and all the bitterness and the yogoin and the daiga and this that the Rabbeinu Yoina, I assume he's referring to. That's le yeser says. That's lifnei mishras hadin. Chaim Volozhin teaches us that if a person is gemir das, he makes up his mind. I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do it again. I made up my mind. It's the end. Finished. He says, that midina di gemara, miikar hadin, that's considered tshuva. That tshuva already? Maybe we could see ourselves doing. Now, you'll say, but I seriously suspect that I'm going to end up doing it again. So what kind of Gemira Stas is that? So I want to share with you something that the Mabit says in his Sefer, Beis Elikim. He brings a daya that holds that if you said vidui on Yom Kippur last year, on a chet that you did last year, then you don't have to repeat the vidui again this year for last year's chatoy. But if, however, you repeated that same chet again, then you have to do vidui on this year's and on the previous year's. Sounds like the reason for that would be because since I repeated it again, I didn't really do tshuva. The tshuva wasn't real. So therefore, I have to do it again. Says Mabit, no. It doesn't mean the tshuva wasn't real. The reason that the Chazal were misakin that, according to that day that there's such a halocha, is because of the fact that to underscore that we have a problem. When I do it again this year, after I did it last year, I did tshuva and I repeated it again. So I'm underscoring, I'm reminding myself there's a problem. But not cholila that the tshuva wasn't good. If a person is gomer b'daitoy, I made up my mind, I do not want to do this again. That is tshuva. Me'ikar adin. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says it's easy. That's what he says. It's easy. Because that's what it is. And if just because I repeated it again, that does not mean that the gemiras das, that when I made up my mind, I don't want to do it, that was not sincere. It was. That's the case, I think. There's hope. Not only there's hope. There's a promise. There's a haftocha. The Yud Gimel Midas is the formula for that haftocha. Tshuva is within our reach. If that's the case, then I think that if in the next 2 weeks, we take advantage of this, we take those Yud Gimel Midas to heart, and we attempt to envision ourselves living up to them, and we make up our minds that we're going to live our lives with these midos, and we're not going to allow the decadent society that surrounds us to have such a hashpo on us. I think that the end result can be that we can be zeicher to that tshuva midina de gemara of a gemira stas shel yoshev kisle oid. When a person can feel that confidence, then the Meiri tells us that his tshuva will certainly be accepted, and that we will have accomplished something now that, despite the fact that we might be skeptical, and despite the fact that we've done it before and didn't seem to do all that we hoped it would, hopefully, Be'ezer Hashem, now we'll be able to take it much further in that tzchus, in that kabbalah, in that awareness and recognition of that special haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us.